This is Ian Newsom-Plested in association with Guildford Dragon News and Beds Collectors Records. I'm here at Carl Shorten Athletic where Sutton Common Rovers play. I'm here with assistant manager Bradley Graham after Guildford City lost in the FA Cup replay 1-0. So disappointing, especially after Saturday as well. Such a late goal to concede. And then today, they defended really well in the second half, Sutton Common Rovers, but I don't feel that we created enough, and that must be really annoying for the team and the management.
Yeah, it's frustrating. We can keep talking about pre-season, but that's long gone now. The season started. We need the boys to be on it, and unfortunately tonight we just weren't on it, and we weren't at our best, to be fair. We just got to do better than what we've done tonight, unfortunately. It is the FA Cup, and you know, a lot of people can, when you lose, they'll say you're never going to win it, but it's always nice to go on a run, right? And as I've said to a lot of people over the past couple of days, you know, opportunities need to be taken, and we haven't taken none today, to be fair.
So disappointing, and like, it's such a quick turnaround from Saturday as well. I had so much injury time on Saturday, and then today it was like we weren't fully up for the game, were we?
But it's the same for both teams, and ultimately we can say about time, and we can say that there was 100 minutes played on Saturday, but that was 100 minutes for both teams. I think both teams have had two or three out from the squads that were put out on Saturday, so you know, it's the same for us both. Unfortunately tonight our lads didn't want it enough, and SCR have come out and fought for everything. From minute one you heard them celebrating every tackle. From minute one you heard them celebrating every header. They pushed, they pressed, they hustled, they bustled, they fought for everything, and ultimately in the over the 180 minutes of football, that's what you've got to do in them games. You know, it wasn't the prettiest game of football to watch today, and it certainly weren't on Saturday. Quite physical, both teams were really physical over the time played, but ultimately in games like that you just have to bite down your gum shield and fight, and some of our lads just weren't prepared to do it, unfortunately, which is a shame. But let's see what Saturday brings.
I was just going to say about Saturday, it's time to forget about tonight. I know that's a bit harsh to say because it's the FA Cup, but we need to forget about today and get right back into league action on Saturday against a tough Thatcham team on Saturday, and that's a game that we've got to be up for.
Yeah, I agree with that, and I think all the boys agree with that ultimately. Yes, it's the FA Cup, and as I just alluded to, we're never going to win it. We're not Liverpool, we're not Man City, and we certainly ain't any of those top teams. But everyone likes a run in the FA Cup. We're never going to win it. That's first and foremost. On the flip side to that, we have got a chance in the league. We have got a chance in the Vars. There's plenty more to go at. Now, we're probably going to play 50 games this season. There's a lot of football. We've played two games, three games if you count a replay. There's so much more football to be played. There's so much more for us to go at. Thursday, we hit a big reset button. Not just reset, go again. No, no, big reset button. Go into Saturday, positive attitude, fans behind us. Let me just call that out to be fair. You boys, all the fans of the club up and down, every single game give everything to us, and we can't thank you enough for that. We go again Saturday, we push for 3 points and bounce back.
Thanks for coming out, and good luck on Saturday.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.